Yes.
Big Band Swings as Kay Kaiser.
Kaiser. With Georgia Carroll, Jack Douglas, Shirley Mitchell, the Town Criers, Dolly Mitchell, Michael Douglas, and starring Phil Harris. Lancelot of the long hairs, that sterling silver.
Wait a minute, they know all that, Nemo. Hello, you lucky people. Blow that whistle and polish that brass, because Harris is here with a pile, you pretty thing.
Hi, Professor. Say, Professor, great news. Did you hear that the women's post-war dresses are going to be made out of glass?
Women's dresses are going to be made out of glass?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, Bill, I heard about that. That's why my brother's going crazy right now.
Why?
Well, he's out trying to buy up all the Venetian blinds.
Well, is that your brother Joe?
No, that's not my brother Joe, you know, but my brother Joe is famous, too, you know. He's the only one in our family that's a bottle baby.
Oh, really? A bottle baby, huh?
Uh-huh, and he's 21 years old today.
You going to give him a cake?
No, just a shake. He's still in the bottle. Oh, Harris, you're cute tonight.
Hello, Professor.
Well, it's Dolly Mitchell. Hello, Dolly. What can I do for you?
Well, I've just come from English class, and we've been having an argument. Professor, do you know who killed Cock Robin?
Edward G. Robinson.
Don't be silly. Of course not.
Well, maybe I don't know who killed Cock Robin, but I know who killed Chloe. Do you know who killed Chloe?
Who?
Spike Jones.
Professor, enough of this shilly-shallying. Our six contestants are raring to go for our $140 in victory bond prizes and our big $500 cash bonus.
Well, no more dallying, Dean Harworth. We're counting the money now. But while the judges are getting ready, let's get a little heady. What do you say? Let's dance.
Here's a little problem for you.
Oh, Professor Harris.
Well, eeny, my, meeny, and miny, my, mo, and slap that blue jay off my toe if it ain't Shirley Mitchell. Oh, Shirley, you great, big, beautiful doll, you great, big. Oh, you're certainly lovely tonight, Shirley. Is that a new outfit?
Yes, yes, Professor. It's an afternoon dress. I wear it to tease.
That it does, that it does.
You know, this is one of the new post-war dresses. It's made out of cardboard.
That dress there's made out of cardboard?
Yes. What do you think of it? Well...
Love that paper shortage. Listen, Shirley, I got the most brilliant idea I've ever had. Now, let you and me go sit in a dark movie theater and see some swashbuckling picture.
Oh, but, Professor, there's no swashbuckling picture playing.
I'll swash one and buckle it.
Oh, Professor, you're the outdoor type. You're quite an athlete, aren't you?
Well, I'll say I'm an athlete. Just feel that muscle in my right arm. Go ahead. Feel that muscle.
I don't feel any muscle.
Well, then feel my left arm. Go ahead. Feel my left arm.
I still don't feel any muscle.
You don't?
No.
Well, gee whiz, I must have left them in my locker at the Y.
Professor, do your muscles ripple?
Only when the wind blows. Oh, filthy, you Texas typhoon, you. Hey, hey. Don't start that midget bartender. He's a little stiff now.
Professor, I sure do go for you. You know, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't stay here at college one minute. You're so, so romantic.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Why don't we run away together?
All right, I'll tell you what. Why don't we go back to my hometown, Moron, Missouri?
Moron, Missouri?
Yeah, Moron, Missouri. It's right across the river from Kansas.
Oh, that's too far, Professor. Isn't there somewhere out here in California where we can be alone? I mean, really alone?
Certainly. Any airplane factory.
Any airplane factory?
Yeah, then I could take you under my wing. In a wing.
Well, maybe I started something I can't finish. I'd better be going, but before I go, Professor, will you pucker up your lips?
Pucker up my lips?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There. Now what?
Well, nothing now, but I'll call you if our sink is ever...
Give that lady a small fruit stand and please don't squeeze her the banana.
Professor, it's time to start examinations because our scholars are having hallucinations about our $500 cash bonus.
Okay, Dean Harwith, and our first dreamer is... Seaman First Class Sam Geiston from New York City, New York. Yes, sir. All right, Sam, we got a little question here for you, so stand right up close to the microphone. Now, look, in answer to a question from Al Rylander of Brooklyn, we want to say that we've had the word that Professor Kaiser is heading back from overseas to the USA, and Kay has done a wonderful job over there entertaining the boys with Ishka Bibble. Now, Kay may say it's a business trip, but I say it's, Hold it, he's got it.
It's a sentimental journey.
That's right, it's a sentimental journey. Now, I know what's the matter with the old professor. He's got, Hold it, this sailor's really sharp.
Georgia.
Georgia what?
Georgia on my mind.
On his mind, not mine. Don't get me mixed up. I don't want to have no trouble with him. Look, he's got that gorgeous Georgia Carol on his mind. But Georgia, honey, you're going to say, isn't he cute when he comes back? Because I heard Kay got caught in a typhoon and lost his clothes out there. And now he's wearing... Hold it for it, Ted. He's got it.
Bell-bottom trousers.
You're running 100%, sailor. You're all right tonight. Our next contestant is Corporal Rebecca Weiland from Newport, Kentucky. Listen, Newport is right at, what is that? Is that right across the river from Cincinnati? I used to come over there a lot. That's a swell place.
Pardon me, honey, what?
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, and what's the other place?
Glen Rendezvous.
And the Rendezvous, you know, I used to be in the Netherlands Plaza. You know, I used to play in the Netherlands Plaza when I was young then. And I was on the loose, you know. So I used to cut out across that river and kind of cut up a few touches sometimes, you know. I mean, of course, we won't go any further into that right now. Because I got two babies might be listening in, and they're getting pretty sharp. One's three, and the other one's two, and you can't trust them after they get over two now, you know. But look, Rebecca, Miss Clara Stude of Mineral Point, Wisconsin, wants to know what musical instruments are played with what. Now, what musical instrument is played with a hammer? A hammer.
Xylophone.
A xylophone is absolutely right. Now, what instrument is played with a pick? A pick. I don't mean a pick like they have in Kentucky, honey. I mean, you know.
A mandolin?
Well, a mandolin is absolutely right. Or a guitar or a banjo. You're all right. Now, what instrument do you play with your feet? With your feet. There's a lot of instruments played with the feet.
Drum.
Drum is absolutely right. You play a piano or you play a harp. You have to use your feet. Now, what instrument is played with a nickel?
Jukebox.
A jukebox. That's 100%. Hey, they're murder tonight. They're in there tonight. Now comes Private First Class Del Van Rhodes from Troy, New York. Troy. Del Van, I understand your nickname is Dusty, huh?
That's right.
Dusty Rhodes. You know, I had a very good friend of mine, Dusty Rhodes, who was a drummer and a very fine entertainer in the band. Did you ever meet him?
No, I didn't.
Well, he played around a lot. Years ago, he was with Ted Fiorita, and he's still a good guy. Doing all right, too. Listen, Dusty, Thomas Janak of Hallettsville, Texas, wants us to set the scene, and then you name the motion picture. Now, in this first scene, Frank Sinatra and Gene Kelly are sailors. Gene Kelly and Catherine Grayson are dancing, and Frank Sinatra is sitting at a table alone watching them. And he sings...
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast.
Hold it, hold it. He's got it. You said it.
Anchors away.
Anchors away. You don't have to name the tune. Anchors away. That's absolutely right. Now, in this next scene, Eddie Bracken is the messenger boy who returns to sing to the kids of the orphanage where he grew up. And he sings...
You're clear.
Hold it, hold it. There's no need to go any further. These guys are sharp as biscuits out of this world. That's right. Thank you. Man, there's really going to be some fighting for that 500 tonight. They got some hep kids here tonight.
Professor, first round is done, and here's the man who the judges say won.
And he is Sam Geisen from New York City, New York, Seaman First Class. Yes, sir, Sailor, my boy, you were sharp tonight. So we present you with this $50 victory bond because you are so bright. Now, the other lesser lights each get 10 in stamps, and you winner, you get to hold our $500 brain buster. Yes, sir, and it's a crisp new $500 bill. That's a pretty thing, isn't it? But don't start making too many plans because you may have to give it up to the winner of round two. That is, if he's smarter than you. But we're going to see about that in the Brain Buster. But...
Professor, that dream boat is here again. Our Dean of Dramatics, Jack Douglas.
Oh, yes, so he is, Jack Douglas. Listen, Jack, I'm glad you came around. Now, look,
yeah.
You're going to have to improve your manner. Didn't I see your girl slap you in the face last night?
Well, yeah, I was staring at her legs.
But why? Why? Haven't you seen legs before?
Yes, but not with a sign, "Welcome to the Redwoods."
A likely story.
I thought you would.
Listen, Jack, this can't go on now. Every day and every way, you're becoming more and more. Why?
Well, I've been sick.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Yes, I've been sick ever since I started drinking canned heat.
Drinking canned heat? Well, for heaven's sakes, why do you do that?
Well, coffee keeps me awake.
Now, wait a minute. Look, Jack, you're an idiot.
Yeah, don't forget, we're organized. Any questions?
Certainly there's a question. Look, that does it. Let me see your draft card.
I left it home in my uniform. A likely story.
I thought you would. I can't wait for my turn to come.
Listen, Douglas, who are you, anyway? Where do you come from? Who are your folks?
Well, my father is a bartender. Junior grade, of course.
Oh, I get it. A bartender, huh?
Yeah, and he invented that new drink, the Whistler's Mother Cocktail.
The Whistler's Mother Cocktail. Well, is it strong?
Strong. One drink, and you just sit like that for the rest of your life.
A likely posture. Look, if your father's a bartender, are you going to follow in his footsteps?
No, they're too soggy.
Now, wait. I'm sorry I asked that. Say, what about the girl I saw you with last night? Are you still in love with her?
Oh, you mean Gluss Ludkin?
Yes, Glussy. Yes.
Well, she's a nice girl, but there's only one trouble with her. She won't pay attention to anything I say.
She won't?
No, everything I tell her goes in one ear and out through her trumpet.
Look, Jack.
Ear trumpet.
Look, Jack. Yes, I know.
Don't
look,
plug that kind in. You hold it there.
Yes, I know. But look, Jack, yes. You better go now.
Yeah, why? Oh, yes, I better go home to help my poor old grandfather.
Oh, you're going to help your poor grandfather?
Yes, poor old Gramps. He had an accident yesterday. We told him not to take out his false teeth.
Oh, well, for heaven's sake, what happened when he took out his false teeth?
His head collapsed. And that's why I'm here.
Why?
Have you got a bicycle pump?
No! Get out of here. I love that boy, though. I love that gorgeous boy.
Thank you.
Stardust. That's Artie Shaw. We're listening to Artie Shaw on Big Band Swings from 88.7 FM. That's KRVS.org on the campus, University of Louisiana, Lafayette. Now, Moonglow. Artie Shaw. Here's his theme song, Nightmare. Thank you. Colin Forrest is backed by Benny Goodman. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes from the Big Band Swings and Sways show on 88.7. Here's another with Helen Forrest, backed by Benny Goodman. Busy as a Bee.
big bye-bye. Me and my honey are settling down. Oh, you put a certain sound in my heart. It's sweet music that I hear. With you buzzing all around in my heart, I know heaven is near. We've got everybody and his cousins talking it over and making a fuss. Busy as a bee, I'm buzzing. Happy, so happy it happened to us.
Big Band Swings comes your way from 88.7 FM and KRVS, 88KRVS.org. We continue with Artie Shaw, and this will be Blues. Next tune is an arrangement from Fletcher Henderson. It is done by Benny Goodman and the guys, including Bunny Berrigan and Ziggy Elman, trumpets, Jack T. Garden on the trombone, Vida Musso on saxophone, Jeff Stacy piano, Gene Krupa on the drums, and we're going to hear Helen Ward sing with Benny Goodman's guys backing her, and that Fletcher Henderson arrangement, You Turned the Tables on Me.
Tables on me, and now I'm falling for you. You turn the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you bought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turn the tables on me.
Here's another with Helen Ward to sing. It's been so long. This takes us back to 1954.
What a fool was I? Let me get back in your arms where I've
Helen Ward on the Big Band Swings Show. Coming your way on KRVS. The old saying goes, into each life, some rain must fall. With the Ink Spots and Ella Fitzgerald.
Into each life, some rain must fall. But too much is falling in mine. Into each heart, some tears must fall. But someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts. But when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each light, some rain must fall. Too much is falling in mine.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday when I think of you, another shower starts. touch is falling in mine.
Into each and every life, some rain has got to fall. But too much of that stuff has fallen into mine. And into each heart, some tears has got to fall. But I know that someday that sun is bound to shine.
Some folks can lose the blues in their heart.
But when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life, some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Oscar, Papa, Celestine, and Old Didney Ramble. Didney Ramble, that's taken from a WDSU New Orleans radio station in the 1950s. They had a coast-to-coast jazz show that they would send across the nation on the ABC radio network, Dixieland Jam Bake. And it featured, from time to time, Oscar Papa Celestine. Here he is with his 1920s Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra, 1926. Give me some more.
Thank you.
It's like if somebody asks you, who's your favorite child? Or who's your favorite parent? What do you say? Which is your favorite KRVS program? I certainly love doing the Big Band Swings program, and I thank you for being with me tonight. Coming your way, thanks to the facilities of the University of Louisiana Lafayette, our Cypress Lake studios on the campus of UL, on the FM frequency 88.7, and online. In addition to being able to listen to it online, you can hear older shows. You can also do some research, see what's there's like a gear shop for the university, krvs.org, and give me some more, the title of the song. Don't forget, you can make contributions online on your own. Just have your credit card handy at krvs.org. Coming away from a studio on the banks of the Bayou Tash in downtown New Iberia because of the COVID, I'm Lee Klein-Peter, your man in the air chair in a beige room. We've got old brick on our walls. Thank you so much. I'll be at two.
Join me, Zach Fuselier, every Sunday morning from 9 to noon on Dimanche Matin on KRVS 88.7 FM for some good old Cajun French music.
Get 2 hours of continuing Louisiana music education every Saturday evening to add to your credits, ladies and gentlemen. Tune into the Dirty Rice Show. This is Bill Bolins, one of the hosts of the Dirty Rice Show, along with my co-host, Mr. Lee Klein-Peter. We're on the air every Saturday evening, 9 to 11 p.m., right here on KRVS 88.7 FM, krvs.org.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, streaming live at krvs.org.